Construction started on a new mixed-use building in downtown Gilbert last week called Building 313. It's owned by Lynn King Smith, who is looking to create a new space for her company Ticketforce, an online ticketing management company. So she teamed up with Lorraine Bergman, owner of Caliente Construction, to build it. Then she realized how rare it is for a project like this to be spearheaded by two women, and the building turned into something bigger.
That's what this building is becoming, is a very visible, tangible thing that other women can see what Lorraine and I are doing in that space and hopefully be encouraged to not have boundaries that they maybe think they have based on what their field or what their perceived limitations are. So that's really what we're hoping the building becomes.
She added another floor to the original plans for a co-working space for women and expects the building to be finished in 2017. KJZZ's Lauren Gilger joins us with more on this idea of women-focused workplaces. Lauren?
Hi. So I spoke with Krista Brookman about this. She's the vice president of the Inclusive Leadership Initiative at Catalyst. That's a nonprofit based in New York that aims to help women move forward by building inclusive workplaces. Brookman says to build those kind of workplaces, you have to remove the barriers women face in workplace culture, like stereotypes about their personalities.
And these are typically extreme perceptions about women, that women are either too tough, they're too soft, but they're never just right. So when women are labeled as to this or to that, it really makes it difficult to, you know, really achieve and be inclusive about all these different traits that your talent pool is bringing to your workplace. The other one that I would bring up in this conversation is, you know, visible role models. So when we see women in the executive ranks, when we see women as on corporate boards, that becomes something even more real than it may have not been if we just see white males there. So we, you know, our research continues to show the underrepresentation of women in these senior leadership ranks. Just a paltry 4% of the S&P 500 company CEO positions are held by women. Only about 19.2% of the S&P 500 companies' boards have women represented on them.
Yeah. So what do you think that a culture of inclusion and equality in the workplace looks like?
When organizations, you know, decide to close these gaps in opportunity, the gaps in pay, the gaps in advancement, I think it'll be a real game changer overall. And organizations that are able to foster inclusive workplaces are able to be more competitive because they are understanding and appreciative of the differences that everyone can bring and can leverage those to their strategic advantage.
When we look at these new sort of trendy co-working spaces, we have a lot of these popping up in Phoenix right now. Do you think that just the fact that spaces like this and office spaces like this are thinking about the workplace in a new way can be a good thing for women in the workplace?
So I think that these workspaces that are co-working and open provide us opportunities. It's an opportunity for us to think about shaping what we traditionally call a workplace in a new way. And that's all about disrupting the default. It's changing the status quo. And when we think about what an open workplace and a workspace can invite, we think about things like collaboration. We think about things like being inclusive. I grew up in a traditional office space where there were walls and the outer perimeter were reserved for the mucky mucks, and, you know, the inside perimeter was everyone else, the cube farm. And, you know, so many of those doors were closed. And I think that if you have an open, inviting office space, it does create a place where everyone feels that they belong, that everyone feels like they have a voice and they are recognized for what they can contribute to the organization.
Well, Krista Brookman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
That was KJZZ's Lauren Gilger speaking with Krista Brookman, Vice President of the Inclusive Leadership Initiative at Catalyst. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.